This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. And at the end of the last segment of the previous hour, I was mentioning that in terms of vaccines, I know one man who got the vaccine and he was sick as could be, literally. Unable to do much at all, if anything, for a couple days. Another person was so sick that the pain was and still is debilitating. Another person who got the vaccine and is in the hospital and going on over 3 weeks now with problems coping. Can't cope. Another person got the vaccine, had diabetes, and died shortly thereafter. I'm sure you've heard stories like this. These are people that I know the family of, or I know the person it happened to. So I suggest you very strongly do your research. I'm not telling you to get it or not get it. I'm not getting it. No one in my family is going to get it. And as a matter of fact, if someone in my family, immediate family, got it, I'd go ballistic because what are they doing bringing it back here to the farm, right? So I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that I'm not getting it. No one in our family is getting it. It is really risky, and I don't know what it is, and neither does anybody else, including the medical doctors and nurses and practitioners who are injecting it. They don't know what's in that vial, period. Rich, back to you.
In mind, just like the one article I mentioned a few moments ago about the Israeli student who got the COVID vaccination, and then he was around relatives, infected 83 high school students when it's part of that, transmission type thing that we've talked about before. People don't know what's going to be happening. This is illegal, folks. It's against the Nuremberg Code. It's against HIPAA regulations. It's against the Hippocratic Oath by physicians. Okay, I got so much information. To lighten up the load here, I'm going to mention a few articles on the comedy front here before I go into general news, and this is all general stuff. Okay, next article, biological male who calls himself or herself, I don't even know, mother attempts to breastfeed a newborn baby birthed by his biological female boyfriend. It's on video. You can't make this stuff up. This is so sad. Think about what that poor child is going to be going through. But if the powers that be want depopulation, I guess that's one way to do it. Next, National Geographic says 4th of July fireworks are racist because smoke disproportionately affects black people. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It just shows how stupid they think you are. Next, library hiring, quote, this is quote, this isn't Rich making this stuff up, rainbow dildo butt monkey exposes agenda to sexualize children in the UK. Paid for by the taxpayers of that area. That's how pathetic things have gotten. Next, this is titled Clown Show. Biden's Secretary of Energy blames climate change for contributing to Florida condo collapse. It's unbelievable how stupid they think we are. Un-freaking-believable. Next, educators face termination after launch abortion campaign backing recognition of biological sex. So educators are facing termination because they're acknowledging truth and fact about biological sex. You can't make this stuff up, people. This is submissive conformity. Vince, you wanted to say something?
I do. I was a teacher. I taught every grade from actually pre-kindergarten through kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, all the way through high school. And I taught graduate level at the college and undergraduate level at the college. So I taught every grade. And teachers really like to be able to interject their own thoughts and their own style into the syllabus for that particular class. What has been happening is that's been taken over by the Department of Education at the federal level and at the state level, because the feds say, y'all, we got some money, but you got to do it our way. And the states say, well, what do we got to do? And so what happens, this is a creeping set of rules. So it starts out not so bad. We get the money, we only have to do one thing. Then it's, we get the money, we have to do three things. Next year, it's, we got to do 40 things. And so the Department of Education has taken over at the, from the federal level. The State Department has taken over, and the teachers really have virtually no control. So if the school system says you will teach critical race theory, the teachers have a choice. Either they can revolt and probably lose their jobs, or they can just grin and bear it and teach critical race theory. That's where we are right now. Now, I, as a teacher, agreed to teach, but the agreement that I had with my superintendent in the public school system where I lived in Virginia was that I made the rules. I taught whatever I wanted to teach, however I wanted to teach. Now, of course, there was no profanity. I didn't talk about race. I talked about computer technology, business ethics, and things like that. And no one had a problem with that. But that's because I did the right thing. Now, teachers have no... By the way, all the other teachers in the schools, in the particular school system I was in, they had to teach according to the course outline, the course syllabus. They didn't have much freedom. But I was not willing to teach under those rules. So what I'm saying is I was the only guy that could do what he wanted to do, that I knew. And the other teachers were furious with me because how did I get away with it? Well, I just said that's the only way I'm going to teach. Bottom line is your student, your child is going to be taught whatever the school system says. And it's going to be a tough fight. So the answer is, what do you do? Well, I mean, the question is, what do you do? The answer is simple. You either fight and probably lose, or you homeschool, and you will win. It's as simple as that. And Rich has been saying that. Back to you, Rich.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're blue in the face talking about homeschooling. Okay, next article. And these are all published articles in the public domain, folks. I know it sounds surreal. I know it sounds like a comedy scene. I know it sounds like we're making this up just to stimulate you, but I promise you, this is all real stuff, including the biological male who's now the mother who's attempting to breastfeed the newborn birth by his biological female boyfriend. You can't make this stuff up. This is in video. This is in the article. You just can't make this stuff up. Next, as women continue to fail fitness tests designed for men, Air Force removes running and push-ups from mandatory training. Think about it. Our military force is literally eliminating physical fitness from our military. I want you to wrap your head around this. See, when you eliminate merit, you make work, you make jobs illegitimate, then you eliminate value, then everything gets centralized because they're calling you useful idiots, and then we're fighting against each other, and no one sticks up for we the people. You're being played, you're being used, you're being conned. When you eliminate merit, it's not about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusivity. These are all politically correct buzzwords that have been hijacked by definition to basically sway public opinion and brainwash people. It's about consolidating power, money, and control. When there's no merit, when there's no legitimate work, when value means nothing, the little guy is the one getting targeted with no protection of rights and restitution on the rule of law, and the big guy is getting enabled and protection with liability immunity. It works opposite. We this about our group hyphen and pronoun. We got to make it about getting the job done, the best person for the job. In fact, the next article here shows Woman's GOP fundraising group refuses to give money to Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. These are brave hero women. They're doing exactly the opposite of what they need to do. And even Marjorie Taylor Greene was brave enough to mention how the powers that be are turning women and other groups into victims, victim group status, protectionist group status. This all destroys merit. It all consolidates power, money, control, and the divide-and-conquer strategies. And I have to move on because I talked about this till I'm blue in the face and out of breath. Next article. As Bezos called for tax hikes, Amazon lobbied to keep his bill low. That's called hypocrisy and double standards. This guy's calling for tax hikes against us while his companies are lobbying to keep his tax bill low. Think about that, people. Next, senior San Francisco official compares those who complain about surging crime and looting to KKK members. So if you complain about murder, about rape, about looting, about burning of businesses, about violence, you are now a KKK member. I want you to wrap your head around that kind of stupidity. Next, Barack Obama cheers when a Michigan button paid for GOP lawmaker McBroom after he calls for voter fraud whistleblowers to be harassed and punished. So if you're telling the truth and you have proof of voter fraud, Obama and the DNC is literally calling for these people to be harassed and punished. You can't make this stuff up. We are such a third world country. We're so corrupt. Next, Spain proposes national security law, listen to this people, to allow government seizure of private property during any declared health crisis. First of all, we have ivermectin, we have hydroxychloroquine, we have zinc, we have azithromycin, we have vitamin D. The emergency authorization, as I said earlier and many times before, is illegal. It's non-valid. Next, former Chinese police officer provides eyewitness testimony that state authorities have harvested organs from executed prisoners. Oh, you're going to love this next article. UN human rights experts express shock and dismay at forced organ harvesting in China. That's called virtue signaling. That's called plausible deniability. That's called acting. That's called theater. And the powers that be in our country want us to be just like China. I've heard the video. I've read the articles. Next, EU proposes to exempt private jets from fuel tax. So if you're a rich person with a private jet, you don't have to pay the fuel tax, which we have to pay for the cost shifting of goods and services and shipping. Next, Hunter Laptop confirms Joe Biden was a direct beneficiary of his son's deals. I want you to think about if this was Don Jr., Eric, and Donald Trump, and President Trump. They would probably be arrested if this information came out against them. Next, Bill Cosby says mainstream media are the insurrectionists who stormed the Capitol trying to demolish the Constitution. I agree with Bill Cosby. Next, banks are now dictating what customers are permitted to purchase with your own money. Wrap your head around that, people. Not making this stuff up. We'll be right back.
Yeah, class, that's why you need to get into...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Stepping in, I don't know if Vince is around the phone or if he's trying and got cut off, who knows. But I'm going to go back to more news in the flash. Gab reveals they've been canceled by another bank. See, this is what happens when you have money printing inflation, where the Fed can just create bond creation with negative yields, losing our purchasing power, money creation, liquidity, whatever you call it, it takes seconds. When you're printing $120 per month for asset purchases in order to shut down real business, this is what's happening. It's currency creation that's out of control. See, we're in a situation that is so artificial that we would not have an economy if we don't have stimulus. That's where we're at right now. Pardon my sidebar. Next, John McAfee's widow calls mainstream media a malignant cancer. I don't think there's anybody in America who would disagree with that. Anybody who reads and researches anyway. Next, Capitol Hill Sergeant-at-Arms Timothy Blodgett seems to accidentally admit Lieutenant Mike Byrd shot Ashley Babbitt. Well, what's going to happen? When everything's so corrupt, probably nothing. Marjorie Taylor Greene compares Biden's door-to-door vaccine push to Nazi stormtroopers. That is the kind definition. Next, a congressional first. Pelosi opens satellite field offices for D.C. Capitol Police in Florida and California. This is what they want to do. They want to centralize police. They want to centralize everything. They want to make you non-valid. especially your vote. Next, Mitt Romney's niece, RNC chair Ronna McDaniel. How many people knew that Ronna McDaniel, the chair of RNC, was Mitt Romney's niece? I bet not a lot. Tells anti-Trump New York Times she regrets allowing Giuliani and Powell to claim voter fraud, despite the thousands of pieces of evidence and affidavits and witnesses. This is called a bought and paid for person. Next, President Trump cases against big tech assignment is two Obama judges and one H.W. Bush judge. It's not by accident, folks. It's all fake. It's all controlled. Next, over 7,700 ballots missing tabulation record in Cobb County, Georgia. That's called November election null and void. Next, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania hold enough electoral college votes to switch the election to President Trump. That's called null and void. Next, San Francisco Gay Men's Choir. We're coming for your children. They're singing this. I read the article. They are coming for your children, the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir. Whether it be homosexual or transgender or whatever. They're coming for your children. Just wrap your head around that.
Lucille.
You want to say something?
Yes. Just one word. Lucille.
Yep. And I don't think it's going to be Lucille. I think it's going to be something else. Next, Biden pitches 14 years of free public education. It's not free, people. How many times, how many examples have Vince and I given that you pay for everything through inflation, through taxes, and through cost shifting? I've given thousands of examples of this over the years. Nothing's free. You're going to pay for it. Next, deranged tyrant nominee to head the ATF says anyone uttering hate speech online should have their guns confiscated. Well, if hate speech really is if you're against the rule of law, which means if you're against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, that's hate speech. Maybe your home should be confiscated. What do you think about that? Next, NEA goes full Marxist. American school teachers say they will teach anti-white critical race theory agenda regardless of what laws come to fruition. Think about that, people. You have to homeschool your kids. It's going to get to the point where your children are going to be blaming you for not homeschooling their kids. That's where it's going to end up. Next, Bush Foundation calls on U.S. to stop demonizing China after receiving millions of dollars in donations from communist China, despite the articles we just mentioned a few moments ago about how they're literally harvesting body parts from prisoners. Next, Natalie Harp on Senator Mitch McConnell, he actively sabotaged the Justice Department from investigating the crime of the century. It's all fixed. It's all rigged. They're all corrupt. Every one of them. We'll be right back after this break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The America First Policy Institute on Monday joined the growing number of groups and individuals backing the Cuban people, protesting the communist government there. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, co-chairman of the Institute Center for American Security, says, "We share a common dream of protecting basic liberties." End quote. The Food and Drug Administration on Monday added a warning to the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, saying the shot can lead to an increased risk of a rare neurological condition. The chance of developing Guillain-Barré syndrome is very low. It was reported Monday the Trump Organization has removed Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg from leadership positions in its subsidiary firms following the indictment on tax-related charges. Mr. Weisselberg will remain at the Trump Organization. This includes staying on as CFO, according to the Wall Street Journal. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This day in history. Flash, 1943, the largest tank battle in history ends. The Battle of Kursk, involving some 6,000 tanks, 2 million men, 5,000 aircraft, ends with the German offensive repulsed by the Soviets. Flash, 1978, Henry Ford II fires engineer Lee Iacocca. Flash, 1985, Live Aid concert raises $127 million for famine relief in Africa. At Wembley Stadium in London, Prince Charles and Princess Diana officially open Live Aid. Flash, 1960.
To a fruitful America, to a peaceful world for mankind everywhere, is a great senator from the state of Massachusetts, John F. Kennedy.
After discussions with all elements of the Democratic Party leadership, I reached the conclusion that it would be the best judgment of the convention to nominate Senator Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas for the office of Vice President.
New political and economic framework. Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal promised security and succor to those in need. But the new frontier of which I speak is not a set of promises. It is a set of challenges. It sums up not what I intend to offer to the American people, but what I intend to ask them.
In Los Angeles, California, Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts is nominated for president. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Tell you how many people, dozens of people, of observers, of the GOP election observers in Detroit were threatened, abused, attacked, harassed at the TCF Center in Detroit. I mean, there was literally observers of carloads and carloads of ballots arriving at the center in the middle of the night on November 4th, marked for Joe Biden. You can't make this stuff up, people. I mean, the Gateway Pundit took months to gain access to the video footage that they weren't giving and had to spend $10,000 to get this. This is a joke. This is the same thing in Wisconsin. I mean, it's an absolute joke, but I wish I had more time. I don't, so I'm just going to move to the next article, and I got to see where the heck I was. Here we go. Housing bubble ready to pop. No one knows that for sure. Is everything in a bubble? Yes, everything's been in a bubble for years. But there's so many other factors. The cost of lumber, the cost of labor, the access to labor, the regulations, county and state codes, lending requirements, definition of loans regulations, collaterals, interest rates, exodus out of the blue states, desire for land and acreage, BlackRock and 200 other companies buying blue state properties where blue state properties probably wouldn't even be sold if it wasn't for these hedge funds and pension funds literally creating a renter class, especially for these illegal immigrants. People buying now to pay back, hopefully in cheap money. We don't know about inventory. There's so many other criteria that needs to be discussed. You can't just make accusations like that. Next, FBI refused to take Hunter Biden's hard drives that contain child pornography. This is from Rudy Giuliani. He got raided, and the FBI didn't take the hard drives that had child pornography and Hunter Biden on it. Come on, people. Come on. Next. Both D.C. Mayor Bowser and Nancy Pelosi turned down the National Guard on January 6th that President Trump requested, and even Chris Wray refused to tell the Trump administration the situation. Unbelievable how corrupt. We are so third world banana republic. I don't know if we can recover from this, folks. Next, California moves to regulate private agriculture wells, constrict water uses, and control food production. That's why, is Bezos and Gates buying up all the land and farmland? Next, MSNBC guest says it's anti-American for Tucker to complain about NSA spying on him. This should have been in the comedy section. You have the government who you're paying their salary, their pension, and their benefit package, spying on you, and they're saying it's anti-American to complain about it. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, Biden's plan for the gas pump will have devastating consequences for all Americans. I think we're all feeling it. This is what happens when you eliminate our energy independence and make us go abroad to buy it. Next, Kamala. It's almost impossible for rural Americans to get voter ID. You see how stupid they think you are? You see? Next, globalist leaders at G20 endorse global tax plan set for vote in U.S. Congress. That's called basically a sellout. Basically, our government workers, including Congress, are the biggest welfare fraud on the American people. They've gone rogue. Fraud is their norm. They're overreaching, they're unfunctional, they're corrupt, they're con artists. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine this? I'll tell you, the citizens who are doing the job that these government workers are pretty much the patriots and the alternative media. Next, Trump says his suit against big tech is to protect free speech, but then YouTube blocks his CPAC speech. You can't make this stuff up. This is surreal. Next, learn how to spot suspicious behaviors. This is a quote from the FBI encouraging Americans to snitch and tattletale on their own family and friends. This is Nazi stuff. That's what they did in Nazi Germany, folks. Next, cop-hating Democrats called to defund the police over and over again. It's on video, even Pelosi saying it, and the Democrats are still saying that the Republicans are saying it. That's how stupid they think you are. That's how they think you don't read and research. We need to teach them that we do. Next, Globalist Bill Gates gives speech demanding action on climate change after moguls fly in on private jet. This is virtue signaling. It's like Zuckerberg surfing, holding the American flag. It's a PR scheme. Next, Madison Cawthorn. Biden door-to-door vaccine checks could turn into gun grabs. Next, Arizona State Senator. Georgia has proof of somebody admitting to running ballots through numerous times. You hear that? That's called rigging the election. That means the election is null and void. Next, the Federalist. New evidence indicates there's enough illegal votes in Georgia to change the 2020 election. That's called null and void. Next, Raffensperger launches intimidation campaign against election whistleblowers in Georgia. Think about that. This schmuck in Georgia is literally launching a campaign to intimidate brave, patriotic people who are telling the truth about election fraud. That's called bought and paid for or blackmail people. Next, Pennsylvania Department of State issues directive prohibiting county election boards from cooperating with Senate elections regarding the audits. This is pathetic. This is third world. This is banana republic. That's called evidence of guilt when they do that. Next, new video. Black-clad hoodlums were first up the stairs, first to smash windows at the U.S. Capitol, but the FBI refused to look at who they were. Could they have been FBI agents? It was people. This is all false flag. This is all proven. I can't tell you how many pieces of evidence we've given on this broadcast regarding the January 6th so-called insurrection. This is a false flag. Next. Breaking, AG Barr forbid investigations into 2020 election crime per U.S. attorney from Pennsylvania. Why isn't Bill Barr? He should be arrested. I mean, he's like the con man Sergeant Schultz of Hogan's Heroes. This is a joke. I mean, there's proof that AG Barr forbid investigations into the 2020 election crimes? This is unbelievable. This is, that's sedition, that's treason against your own people. Wow, you talk about a welfare fraud on government workers. Holy mackerel. Next, Texas Democrat lawmakers to flee state, risking arrest to stop Republicans from passing new voter laws. You probably have read this article. The Texas Democrats literally got on a private jet with a bunch of beer so the Republicans wouldn't pass better voting laws for more accuracy and less chance of rigging the vote. You cannot make this stuff up. Next, Garland Favorato, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, and voter Georgia to hold presser conference Tuesday morning. He's going to provide proof of election fraud of the Georgia 2020 election. That's this morning. You know, I'll tell you something, people. It's unbelievable. This is why you have to be aware of the experts and official authorities, because just like public servants, just like Bill Barr, just like all these, you know, state senates in Texas fleeing on a private jet, drinking beer, not wearing masks, they're all sellouts. They're sellouts against against the American people. See, today's government and big corporation, the whole system breeds, it incentivizes, it cultivates, it grooms and rewards these individuals and these departments and corporation to be greedy, to be corrupt, to be cowards, to be seditious, to be traitors, to be self-serving, to feather their own nest. We are literally allowing them to get away with lies, to redefining laws or eliminating laws, to changing words and definitions and enabling the big and the corrupt, from big corporations to big government. And that at the same time, they're using groups and people against each other. That's called a psyop, everybody. How can we respect all these, the million combat soldiers plus who gave their life, and all the other ones who've been maimed and hurt, who did come back alive? How can we are disrespecting these people by allowing these behaviors? I mean, never vetting people, whether it be for voting or people coming into this country. We're living in a world of lies. We're creating plausible deniability and excuse behaviors based on what group you're in. We're allowing fraud. We're allowing the consolidation of power, money, and control. We're allowing a caste system to be created in front of our eyes by a corrupt government and big corporations. We're allowing propaganda over truth. We're literally taking transparency and making it fake. Vince, I don't know where things are going to go when the whole system is contaminated. It's null and void. It's a scam. It's a steal. It's a rig job. When the little people no longer have representation, and we no longer have the right to vote because it's been stolen, what do we do?
All right. It's worse than that.
Where does America go from here when the powers that be have literally disrespected all these combat soldiers and are literally saying that they died in vain? Where are we going to go at this point?
I've got a comment when we come back. It's worse than that. It really is.
All right, folks. We really appreciate you being here.
I don't think
I'm going to let Vince, since it's his broadcast, to have the last word on the last segment when we come back.
All right. We'll
Thank you.
Right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
Sign up. Winner today's hot.
Why? Today.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans was. Rich, I just want you and the class to know that I was here all the time, and it was the controls at the network that were preventing me from being heard. So I'm not saying that anybody did anything wrong. I'm just saying that there are two different styles of managing the mixing board at the network, and those styles got combined, and the potentiometer for my voice was minimized, but Rich's was still left up. So that's why, Rich, you couldn't hear me, and class, that's why. So I wanted to mention that. So if you're wondering, you know, did I go AWOL? The answer is no, I didn't, but we know
what
it is.
Well, that's happened before, Vince, and I didn't know if you did step away from the mic or you guys. No. I know you've been disconnected because of your phone company many times, and I just felt obligated to...
And you did the right thing, and I really appreciate that. So, instructors, if any of you are listening and I seem to disappear for whatever reason, whether I'm disconnected by the internet or telephone line or whatever it may be, just step in and do what Rich just did. And I thank you for that. So, what's happening is we have the guys are really running around doing multiple tasks simultaneously, and because of that, there was just a slight mix-up with one potentiometer, and that happened to be the one that controls my voice. So, and that's what happens when, you know, sometimes when you multitask and do many things and you're doing it with other people. And we have very, very talented engineers at Genesis Communications Network. And it was just a slight error. So I just wanted to mention that. And here's a really, really important thing to think about. Class, you're not going to believe it when I say this, but Tennessee and Mississippi are at war. Now, I'm not kidding. What is happening is Memphis, Tennessee has a water pump into an aquifer that is draining the water from Mississippi's aquifer. So they share all waters, you know, all surface, I'm sorry, all of these aquifers are connected. And so Tennessee is pumping, and they've got a technology that lets them go deeper and deeper and deeper. They've gone deep enough to deplete the water supply for Mississippi. and this is going to the Supreme Court. Like, whose water is it? Does Tennessee have the right to steal the water that Mississippi is dependent on? I think they do not. Okay, so it's kind of like the next frontier that we're going to be facing: theft of water. Does Las Vegas and does Los Angeles, California, do they have the right to steal the water from Northern California? No, they don't, but they're doing it. They're doing it. And they have destroyed farmers' ability to farm because they've stolen every drop of water available. And now Tennessee is doing the same thing to Mississippi. It's got to stop. So let's say some chicken farmer moves in near you. You got some rural land and everything's good. Some chicken farmer moves in, drills a well, and uses so much water that you can't wash your face. Now what? You drill a deeper well? And this has happened to my wife's parents on the East Coast. They had a house. They lived there for a long time, since 1950. They drilled a well. Everything was great until all these people moved in with these great big McMansions. And they started filling the swimming pools, and the wells went dry. So now everybody's looking at a $20,000, $10,000 minimum well many, many years ago just to recover from the damage of these McMansions. It's got to stop. These people do not have the right to squander natural resources. They don't. And soon, I would expect that Lucille is going to come and talk to these people and say, look, you don't have a right to have 40,000 gallons of water in a swimming pool for two people. You don't have a right to do that because the water belongs to all of us. And you don't have a right to steal most of it and have these showers in your houses that are akin to a car wash. How about using a low volume shower head? And be conservative with the natural resources of our planet. Because we're not getting any more water. Now, why am I so angry about this? Because I'm a farmer and I see it. We just got, not yesterday, the day before, 3.5 inches of rain. We're not supposed to get 3.5 inches of rain. So where did it come from? I think we stole California's water. And the West Coast water. I think that's where it came from. Now, we didn't steal it directly. It's been manipulated so they don't get it. And we got it, so much water, I got to go out right after the broadcast with a backhoe and see if I can find where our driveway went. I just put 75 tons of gravel on our driveway, and I got to go find out where it went. No kidding. Rich, any quick comments?
Well, it's called geoengineering, folks. This is all by design. Along with pole shifts and solar activity, it's not man-made climate change. Don't fall for it.
Yeah, and we're generating record amounts of electricity here. Record amounts. The sun is stronger than I've ever seen it in my entire life. Rich Sheehan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vince.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.